Edward Jenner is very important in the history of medicine. He contributed to the development of medicine by developing a vaccination against smallpox. He learned that people who had cowpox could not catch smallpox, and he also wanted to prove that by using matter from a cowpox pustule on one person, the disease could be passed on to another. So Jenner selected a girl who had cowpox called Sarah Nelms, took matter from her hand and inserted it into the arm of James Phipps by two cuts, each about half an inch long. James Phipps became ill, so Jenner proved that cowpox could be spread from one person to another. When Phipps recovered, he then inoculated him with smallpox matter, but no disease followed. A few months later, he inoculated him again with smallpox, but again no disease followed. So he proved that cowpox protects humans from smallpox. Jenner carried out experiments and he recorded his observations and had his book published. Other people could try similar experiments to combat other diseases. His work led to the science of immunology. Edward Jenner was helped by the scientific revolution because he was a scientifically trained doctor and fellow of the Royal Society. He set up a hypothesis to test and then carried out his scientific research, recording and observing. He was also helped by chance, because it was by chance that he learnt about the stories that milkmaids who had cowpox could not catch smallpox, and he set about to test this. The invention of the printing press was also important, because his work was published and ideas spread. The government also helped him in his work, because Jenner was supported by the king, and given a reward of £30,000 by Parliament to help him develop his work. The government would also be necessary to organise vaccination if it was to become successful. Jenner's work was opposed for a number of reasons. Some people did not like anything new, and what's more, this particular idea sounded very odd. Others did not accept the evidence that Jenner had recorded. Skeptics thought it was unbelievable that a disease that comes from cows could protect people against a human disease such as smallpox. Jenner could not explain why vaccination worked, so he was unable to answer criticism satisfactorily. Vaccination was seen as dangerous, and indeed not all the doctors who performed vaccination were as careful as Jenner. Some patients died when careless doctors mixed up the vaccines and the infected people with smallpox instead of cowpox. Other doctors used infected needles and killed their patients that way. They also opposed him because he was a country doctor and most leading doctors came from London at that time.